Definitely, Jim. No. No, I have a cold. You know, the runny nose and the sore throat, all that. I went on that storm there last week to start my car. I didn't have my jacket on. I think it may have settled down there in my kidneys. You know? Yeah, wait, come back. All right, there you go. Hey, Reggie. Hey, Reggie. All right, Morris.
How many nights?
I'm with Brady.
Right into the
car. All right. I don't believe this. I don't friggin' believe this. Hey, you guys, listen to this. Chiefs sought by Florida retirement community.
Okay.
No, what? Says Johnny, it's right here.
Hey,
JG, Jimmy, come over here. Listen to this. Listen up. Hey, unidentified but reliable sources have informed the Times-Herald that a St. Petersburg, Florida retirement community is negotiating with the Charlestown Hockey Corporation for the purchase of the Charlestown Chiefs. It's right there, Rich. Look at that.
Yeah, Dickie Dunn wrote this.
Yeah,
it's gotta be true.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fantastic.
What's wrong, Rich?
You got an expression of sadness on your face. No, it's not. We're being bought. Oh, that's not true. They're just saying that to get you upset. It doesn't mean anything.
Take that sentence back!
Yeah, do you hear what he said? And you shouldn't have said what he said out there.
You don't say stuff like that when you're on the ice, man. You don't say
stuff.
Let's
just win the frigging.
You're gone!
Over for a factor, you know. Yeah, it's true. I heard it from a couple of guys. Oglethorpe fucked the last girl on the pinwheel of the extravaganza. That's her right there.
You know, I got in a fight, see?
That's right. Hey, we have 3 games in a row, Reg.
Yeah.
We're on a roll.
Yeah, we're on a roll. We're going to win.
Hey, Reg.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to change my name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Killer.
Hey, that's got a nice ring to it, kid.
Yeah.
Save me a piece of pizza.
Reg, it's Killer.
Oh, hi, Killer.
I want that $100.
Well, you gotta earn it, Killer.
My attitude's right.
Come on, you son of a bitch! Come on!
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was watching some kids play hockey the other day, 5 and 6 year olds, little mites, and one of those little kids said, I'm Killer Carlson. He picked up his little stick and he just creamed that other little kid. How do you feel about that, Dave?
Well, Jim, the way I see it, a kid probably would have done it anyways, you know, a bad upbringing in the home or whatever.
That's very interesting, Dave.
Yeah, could I be serious for just a minute?
By all means.
I'd just like to say that no matter how the game turns out tonight, I owe all that I am to our coach, Reg Dunlop. He's had the greatest influence on me. Aside, of course, from the Swami Baha, whose positive thinking records have been a tremendous, tremendous help.
Positive thinking records?
Yeah, that's right. You can get them at any religious record store. And, you know, I know that thousands of people in Charleston have lost their jobs, you know, with the mill closing and all. And I see them walking around the streets depressed all the time. And, well, I just want to say to all you unemployed folks out there that, well, you can get a whole new lease on life with these records. You know, nothing will bother you anymore. You can just go out there and clobber the next guy in your business life.
That's very inspirational, Dave.
Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah. We're going to win tonight.
Is there anything you like to say?
Hi, Rich. We're going to kill him tonight.
In Flood City.
It's him. One with the universe. One with the universe. Nothing matters.